was that?
They're trying to kill each other.
One of them's down, Captain.
Shively, you and Maxwell, take some muskets. Get out there.
Aye, Captain.
Corcoran, ready for cannon.
Aye, sir.
The lead sledder's turned back, Captain. Do you think we've chased him off?
No, he's not fleeing. He's going back to the fallen one.
My God, he's going to flog him with the whip, isn't he?
Not if I can do anything about it. Sound cannon.
Aye, sir.
I don't know which one of them is on the side of justice or if both are justified, but I can't stand by and watch one man kill another unless there's a damn good reason for it.
Look, Captain, he sees us now. He's escaping.
Fire, Maxwell. Shively, fire.
Ah, missed.
It's all right. We'll let him go. There's another who needs all attention. Grab the medical kit and follow me. A man we found in the snow was dressed from head to toe in animal skins and furs, more warmly than we were in our wool. His face was reddened from the sun and his lips cracked from the wind. His beard and hair were wild and unkempt. As far as we could see, he had no specific injury, but still his body lies nearly motionless in the snow. He lived, but barely. He was weak and malnourished, exhausted to the point of collapse. I lifted his head out of the snow and cradled it in my hands. Who are you? Can you hear me? I'm Captain Robert Walden of the ship Prometheus. But who are you?
My name is... Dr. Victor. Victor Frankenstein.
We carried Dr. Frankenstein back to the ship, and I prepared a place for him in my cabin. He slipped in and out of consciousness, but we managed to get a few sips of brandy in him, which seemed to dull the pain inside his gut. Gregson, the first mate on board, prepared a small meal for him, but the doctor was too weakened to manage the fork on his own. I fed him myself, and although he didn't eat much, he fell into a deep sleep and was much more alert afterwards. Where did you come from, Dr. Frankenstein? There's no land for hundreds of miles.
Archangel.
Archangel? That's 1,000 miles from here.
Why were you and that man trying to kill each other?
Captain, tell me, is this ship of yours, is it armed? Do your men have muskets?
Oh, we're well equipped. Well, yes, Doctor. But you haven't answered my question. Why was that man trying to kill you? Or were you trying to kill him?
He's not a man, Captain. He can destroy this ship using nothing more but his bare hands. He'll kill everyone aboard and won't think twice about it either. He's vowed to make me suffer, sir. And if you aid me and comfort me, he'll kill you too.
He's mad, Captain. Delirious.
What do you mean? He's not a man.
You must be ready, Captain. Ready your weapons. He will return. Listen to me.
No, you listen to me. What did you mean, he's not a man? Who is he?
He is a monster. A monster without a soul. A creature damned, just as I'm damned for creating him.
Creating him? Gregson, get on deck. Keep watch.
Aye, Captain.
And keep a musket ready.
Aye, sir.
Just who are you, Doctor? And how is it you came upon my ship?
I am a scientist. 2 years ago I made a discovery, sir, and if I could turn back the clock now and be ignorant forevermore, I would do it.
What sort of a discovery?
The kind that can only come with devil's knowledge, sir. The kind that can destroy us all. I've chased that monster over half the earth, Captain. He plays it like a deadly game of cat and mouse, one step ahead, leading me along. I told you, Captain. He's vowed to never let me rest, to make me suffer as long as I shall live. That's why he's nearby still. You may not see him, but he is there. He's waiting for me. He must hunt me. He must continue. He knows I can never rest while he still lives.
Tell me about this monster.
I wasn't always the miserable wretch you see before you. I was a young, happy man living with my mother and father and brother William in Geneva. The world was full of wonder for me, and I doubt there was any other child who had a happier childhood. However, there were two events in particular that shaped my future and forever changed the course of my life. The first happened when I was about 15 years old. I witnessed a most violent and terrible thunderstorm. It advanced over